Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
When you're talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time with Tom Brady, of course you're going to have some internal discussion. And then you hear rumors that, hey, he'd like to come home, that kind of thing. So, of course, Kyle and I have discussions, but the cool thing, Rich, that we shared with Jimmy is that, we forced ourselves. We're always into getting better. And so you look at everything, especially a situation like that. But within a day or two, Kyle and I looked at each other and said, you know what? We really like what we have in Jimmy. We love everything that he brings, and we really believe it's a long-term answer. And so that's I would tell you we're more convicted than ever about who our quarterback is and Jimmy Garoppolo. Really excited about, despite the challenges of getting better without a traditional offseason, that he can do that. The guy's done nothing but win since he's been here. A lot of people try to pick his game apart for whatever reason. All I know is the guy wins football games, and he's a tremendous teammate, very talented young man, and I think his best football is still ahead of him.
So that's Niners general manager, president, whatever he is, John Lynch. That's John Lynch confirming in the offseason what was reported in the rumors that Brady pursued the 49ers, and the 49ers considered it and for a time had that in their sights. And, what happened? What happened there? And I think it's a mistake for the Niners. As much as I think Garoppolo should be the guy here, I think he's in real trouble there in San Francisco. I think, and I've talked about this a lot. I think San Fran is reeks of the next Falcons or Rams or a team like that with hot young coach, quarterback, go to that spot, lose in that fashion, and are ruined.
You had your one shot and you blew it. They're definitely one of those teams.
It feels like they're going to be that kind of team.
They're damaged.
Right? So it's like, and especially this year, I think this year they're in for a load of hurt. Can they reload and come back like the Rams kind of have? Maybe. But this year, I think they're porked. The Niners and Garoppolo. I think the whole thing is porked. They're in for that big hangover year. And I thought the only way out of it there was bring in Brady. And, the support for Garoppolo there in San Francisco is puzzling, because it was clear with the way Shanahan manages Garoppolo to this day that they're kind of scared of the kid. So you don't really trust him. Like, even this comeback game Garoppolo had against the Rams, they're all shovel passes and little dinks and dunks until they got going a little bit, and then they let him throw it a little bit. But they were petrified of him to start that game. And they were petrified of him at times in those playoffs. It's like, so the coach doesn't really trust him. So why are you hanging on to him when you have a chance for Tom Brady for a couple of years and you get to wipe out the Super Bowl hangover and reset with this guy? And, I don't get why the Niners manage it the way they managed it.
Yeah, I'm mystified by it, too. And again, they're in a different spot than the Patriots. So when's the last time they won? Is that all the way back with
95,
Steve Young?
Yeah,
okay. So you're going all the way back there now. And so completely a different generation of fans. You're an entirely different era. And so I think the Super Bowl win would have value to them, let alone to do it with a guy who grew up in the area worshiping Joe Montana.
No, I think they looked at Garoppolo and they still saw potential upside because of the age. Because he's going to be 29, right, in March? So that's why they talked themselves out of it.
Apparently the guy they really wanted was Kirk Cousins, and they still do.
Oh, that's insane.
Shanahan has this obsession with Kirk Cousins. So here's Diana Rossini. So we went back and listened and read all this stuff at the time. Here's Rossini on Brady to the Niners right around the free agency deadline.
I do not get the sense that the 49ers are in on Tom Brady. Do I get the sense that they're all in on Jimmy Garoppolo? Not really either. But I don't think they're replacing Jimmy G with Tom Brady.
Why not? Again, if they're not all in on Jimmy Garoppolo.
I think there's another quarterback that's going to be on the market soon that the 49ers are going to want to take a look at, and he's in Minnesota right now. I think we all know the history between Kyle Shanahan and Kirk Cousins. This is something that's been going on for years. I've never seen somebody want a quarterback as bad as Kyle Shanahan has, and it was a deal that almost happened, too. Kirk Cousins almost wound up with Kyle in San Francisco. It did not, and I think they're waiting for that deal to wrap up,
okay,
maybe
so,
even a trade.
So
we
just
don't know.
Stop right there. Didn't Kirk Cousins just sign an extension this offseason?
Yeah, he re-upped, yeah.
So I think this is what happened, is that the Niners really wanted Kirk Cousins, who had, at the time, just 1 year left in Minnesota. And so they were considering Brady for a year to bridge them to Cousins, send Garoppolo back to New England. But Kirk Cousins re-signed in Minnesota for 2 extra years. Was it another fully guaranteed kind of deal, one of those deals? And when the Niners realized Cousins wasn't getting out of Minnesota anytime, they said, well, no, then we're just going to stick with Garoppolo. I still think it was a mistake, but I think those were the moving pieces because, again,
I don't think there's any question it was something like that.
And so if that's the case, though, doesn't it also confirm that Belichick was planning on having Garoppolo this season and not Stidham or Hoyer, and then that Cam Newton was essentially an emergency signing?
It's possible. It's possible.
Except the Cousins extension happened early.
March.
Yeah, but it happened quick. Yeah, and it was 2 years, 66 guaranteed.
So,
idiots.
What's it? Give me, and so I'm just going back. I haven't heard the sound yet. It was from, you know, months ago. April 21st, Colin Coward had something on this. Did he drop a hint on something?
And what do you know? He's got Tua going to the Patriots. The Patriots make a trade with San Francisco and move up. Remember, the Shanahan family and Belichick get along. Bill has great respect for Mike Shanahan and Kyle. Another story today from Adam Schefter. The Niners, so Peter King and Schefter both have this. San Francisco is open to dealing both first-round picks. Remember when Bill did the Niners, Joey, a little solid? I think maybe they do him a little solid back. That's how the league works.
Okay, so he's talking about trading up for Tua. That's not what I thought. How about Florio Sims on March 10th? Because there was a time here where there's something where the Brady San Francisco rumors came up and Brady didn't shoot him down. He had a Jim Gray interview. He had a couple interviews. And he didn't really shoot him down.
No, and Coward did have a Brady item. I remember it too.
It wasn't that one. It was another one though.
Because, or maybe it was Chris Sims actually, now that I think of it.
So I have that stuff too. Let me hear just Florio Sims on why didn't Brady shoot down the San Francisco thing?
You could also argue the same type of thing with Brady, right? I mean, we know he's got a friendship with Jimmy Garoppolo. They worked together. We saw them at the Kentucky Derby last year on NBC, all those things. You know, you would think if that was out there, right? And you were a guy like Tom Brady and you're like, damn, it looks like people are trying to say I'm stealing my friend's job across the country. You know, if that weren't true, I feel like, you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to put myself in his shoes.
You're right.
I would come
He'd
out
be
and
mad.
Be like,
he'd be indignant.
Right. I would be coming out and be like, no, I'm not trying. No, that's not real. I'm not trying to go to the 49ers. That's not a real thing. And we're not hearing that either. So those are all things that, again, not that we know, but you and I do this a lot and we read a lot and we know some things and we connect dots. And this is how dots work in the NFL. And to me, the things that are not being said are the biggest clues right now in this story.
Yeah. I know what it is.
I can't believe anyone would suggest that I'm thinking about trying to take my good friend's job.
Right.
That's all you got to say.
Exactly.
If it's not true.
Right. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what he could have texted to Charlie Weiss. Not nobody knows anything. Hey, Charlie, I can't believe people think I'd actually try to take Jimmy Garoppolo's job.
Right.
That's all you got to say.
So that's what it is. Deion Sanders at the Combine said, I got it. Brady back to the Niners, Garoppolo back to the Patriots. Then Charlie Weiss came out like that week and said, I've been texting with Brady, and on the San Francisco thing, he says, no one knows anything, instead of denying it. So, I mean, how did it be Jimmy Garoppolo with Brady? Like, he ships you out of New England.
I was just thinking this as you were playing that.
Then he comes after your job in San Francisco. Like, and that's your friend?
He porked him at every turn.
That's your buddy?
He did. He porked him at every turn, even to the point where, this goes back to the Seth Wickersham story, the Patriots offered Garoppolo an extension that would have paid him the allegedly $17, $18 million a year, and his agent turned it down, who also represents Brady. So you think Brady said to him, don't you dare take that contract and have this guy breathing down my neck for 4 years. Get him out of here.
Sims was tapped on the Brady thing. You know, there he was more speculating, reading the media tea leaves, but he got some intel late in the process because he nailed the thing. This is from Monday, March 16th. Again, Brady went to Tampa on Wednesday the 18th. Okay, so the way it played out was Tuesday the 17th, Brady announced he was leaving the Patriots. He went to Tampa on the 18th. On Monday the 16th, here's Chris Sims' report.
The big news to me, all right? The 49ers are out on Tom Brady. That is not going to happen. In my understanding, it was Tom Brady's number one choice was to go to San Francisco and be the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. I don't know what happened, but something happened in the last few days.
I'll tell you what happened. John Lynch cowered out of it.
John Lynch chickened out because Kirk Cousins said he was staying in Minnesota. I mean, I think that's what it is.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that.
Go ahead.
To my understanding, to find out that the 49ers are out on Tom Brady and they will be standing pat with Jimmy Garoppolo as their starting quarterback. I think it is down to this. From everything I've heard, it's down to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New England Patriots. All right. And I don't think that the New England Patriots are going to be willing to give Tom Brady $30 million a year type of money. As we know, Bill Belichick.
Can you just stop? So Sims had it. Sims had it come out of that weekend. And it all went down that weekend. And then it was just the announcements. Leaving the Patriots on the 17th, signing with Tampa on the 18th. So on the 16th, he had it, though. He said the Niners were Brady's first choice. Niners had a chance for him.
I told you March 3rd.
He did Jimmy dirty. He did it every turn.
And the Niners said no because they wanted to go with Kirk Cousins or Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay, stupid, huh?
Again, the second one, we wanted the Patriots to go with Jimmy Garoppolo. But to me, this is different. You know, Garoppolo and San Fran is ruined. Like, I think that thing's ruined. Here, it's a whole new lease on life with Bill Belichick, you know, getting your back. So, I don't know. That's just one facet to the story as well. This thing almost happened last offseason. But let's say it comes back home to roost here. And that the Niners, who really aren't that in love with Jimmy Garoppolo, make him available. Would you take him back? Would you take him back? And is that the quarterback? Is that still the plan for Bill Belichick? It's just in the back of his mind? We continue with your thoughts on this right after these words.
It's Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Mazz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Oh, you're the mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No. It's always no.
Felger, Mass. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We completed the trade papers with San Francisco. First of all, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Jimmy. I couldn't ask for him to give us any more than he's given us. 49ers are getting a good player, and they're getting a good person, and they're getting a great teammate, and they're getting a good quarterback.
Jimmy's been a great teammate and a great friend, and he always will be, and I want nothing but the very best for him. You know, I've watched him for 3.5 years and you know, really enjoyed working with him, and hopefully goes on to do it and does a great job.
This is another impressive
decision and throw from Jimmy Garoppolo. So long, Jimmy. So long, though you only stayed a moment. We all know that you're the one singing. So long, Jimmy. So long, so we got for the experience. We'll miss you now you're gone. We're just swimming in
all this
soul.
Great old Garoppolo production that we have. All comes back out this week. Brady comment. Love the guy. Want nothing but the best for him. That's why you had the owner kick him out of New England, and then you went after his job in San Francisco.
You tried to stab him in the back twice.
Meanwhile, you had your agent, you know, probably not. I don't know. There's a whole conflict of interest there. Ye couldn't have re-signed Garoppolo here in New England because then Brady says, hey, what's up with this? And Ye knows where his bread is buttered. It's Brady.
There's a million agents. That's Garoppolo's fault. Find another one.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, I mean,
fair. I concede that.
Yeah, that's fair. So, okay, either way, back to your thoughts on this. You want to weigh in on bets, you can do that as well. Matt in Medford. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. Great show today. So I think this is a tough question. Me being, you know, a Patriots fan for all these years, I would take the sixth Super Bowl. But my biggest gripe in all this is Bill and the trade that he got from the 49ers, only getting a second rounder, where you think about, you know, these last 2 years, two safeties getting first round picks from teams. I mean, I think we just got, you know, underwhelmed with the picks, and we didn't set ourselves up as well as we could have for the future.
That's almost inarguable to me. He did not shop around. Cleveland is on record as saying they would have given you more. They would have given you their first round pick. You didn't know it at the time, but it would have turned into, I think, the fourth overall pick.
Correct.
So, again, Bill didn't pick up the phone from anyone else because he wanted to take care of Jimmy Garoppolo.
I mean, again, in the press conference, he said Jimmy's got a good coach. Why is that even remotely important? Why is that even on the radar if you're the guy dealing Garoppolo away? Why does that matter? You're better off trading him to a bum coach.
Bill was back at it again this week. I don't know if it was the local conference call, the San Fran conference call, but he mentioned about how happy he is for Jimmy and his family that he landed in a good place and with a good coach and all of that. So Bill's still on it. He had Garoppolo's interest in mind, not just yours.
I mean, for a guy who says, I'm just trying to do what's best for the football team all the time, he certainly didn't do it there.
That one's hard to argue, as far as I'm concerned. Matt in Quincy wants to weigh in on Mookie Betts. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. So right after the World Series a few years ago, I actually called up and I said, Mookie Betts is a problem. And he actually became a problem, and he's gone now, so... The Red Sox got a pretty good return for him. I don't know why everyone is so up in arms. The Red Sox, I mean, the Dodgers are going to have their little mini 60-game season World Series, so it's good for them. But I don't think the Red Sox are in that bad of shape at all, because next year they can actually spend. And you're only pretty much like a Bauer and maybe a George Springer away from competing again. And Manfred came out the other day and said that he wants to see the playoffs keep on with the extra team. So okay, he wants the expansion to keep going.
Matt, thanks for the call. Why are you making a noise at him? Because this is, you're not a huge Mookie Betts fan.
Yeah, but I don't, I never sat there and said, if you gave me the choice that I could sign him or trade him, what would I do? I'd trade him. No, I never said that. The only reason I wanted to trade Mookie is because I thought he didn't want to be here. Like, just to make that part of it clear. Now, do I think Mookie's overrated? I do. Yeah. I do. So, I don't think he's Mike Trout.
So
I don't.
So would you have given him the Dodgers contract?
No.
Okay. So then you got to agree with this caller.
But no, because the caller's point was you got a pretty good return. And my point is the fan doesn't look at it that way.
He does. That's a fan. That's how he looks at it.
Yeah, but most fans don't. Most fans say, I just pay him. That's it. The guy's a dynamic player. Now, is he going to still be a dynamic player in 3 or 4 years? My answer is no. So I personally would not have paid him, but I understand why a fan gets agitated.
Well, so look, if my, you know, for cocktail party source is right, and the Sox did actually offer him, you know, the full ride, the full amount, and he just didn't want to be here, that opens up a bigger picture thing. It's like that the team might have to deal with, and, you know, why?
Scary.
Why didn't he want to be here? And, you know, even if my guy's not accurate, they did offer him a really good contract, and he was happy to turn it down because if you think he might have stayed or would have stayed if you had paid top dollar, his priority was not to stay.
Correct.
So why? Like, you know.
Scary.
Yeah, look at that. So what is that? Because the team did right by him. I mean, you know, they maybe lowballed him on some early contract offers when he was, you know, through those arbitration years, I remember, but.
People are going to hate hearing this. And Gasper's talked about it before, but if you really talk to him and get him, you know, yammering about this.
You mean Gasper or Betts?
Gasper. I feel like he knows more than he's let on before. But apparently, like, that David Price treatment here really left a bad taste in the mouth of Mookie Betts. And that was part of it, why he didn't want to be here anymore.
He's a big David Price guy?
Yeah, and they're both from Tennessee. He looks up to him. We all know what kind of an influence that Price was in that clubhouse, right? So
hold on, Jimmy Stewart's phone is giving me something.
Mookie Betts was a clapper on the flight with Dennis Eckersley. It was Price and Mookie Betts. They're both clapping at Eck, mocking Dennis Eckersley. That's how much Mookie Betts loved Boston. He mocked a broadcaster.
I mean, if you're telling me that signing David Price cost you Mookie Betts, oh boy, is that a hard way to look at it.
Well, right, because he poisoned him? He influenced him?
Yep.
I mean, you can blame David Price on that if you want.
I will.
And I have no problem with David Price not liking it here. David Price is a miserable SOB and, you know, is not going to like a lot of things. Mookie Betts not liking it here would concern me if I were the Red Sox.
It should, yeah. Homegrown guy.
It's like,
fans loved him.
Why would he not like it here? It's a great place to play, competitive environment, fans care, building's always full. You're a superstar here. The team's generally really good. You won here, and you don't want to be here? Why? Like, that to me would be a bigger concern if I'm the Red Sox. That's a big picture thing.
Look, I'm telling you, in the long run, they're going to come out ahead in this. In the long run. But in the short term, and maybe this makes it like the Brady thing, you know, except the other way around, it's going to hurt. In the short term, it's going to hurt. He's playing his ass off right now.
Back to your phones after Murray's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
He was threatened by Jimmy Garoppolo. And, you know, when Jimmy Garoppolo injured his shoulder a year ago, he told people in the Patriots building that he went to TB12 to get treatment and they wouldn't see him. And he knocked on the door and it was locked and he called trainers and nobody picked up. And he ended up going with the team trainers and only ended up going to TB12 2 weeks later after one of the Patriots officials called and essentially told them, like, what's going on? Why aren't you treating this guy? And so I think that Tom wanted Jimmy gone so he could have the peace of mind that this was his team. He was going to be the president in the future for a while. And all of that culminated with Robert Kraft essentially tipping the scales and making a football decision. And the next, you know, within a couple of weeks, Garoppolo was traded to San Francisco. I mean, Bill Belichick texted Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers head coach, and said, will you know, give me a call when you wake up. And then when they talked, he said, will you take Jimmy for a second? And that's essentially how the trade went down.
There's Seth Wickersham. Again, how that all played out. Add the, you know, shutting Garoppolo out of TB12 to the list, too. Of Brady pork jobs on right. This poor kid. Torturing this kid.
Seriously.
You know, he's his backup, feels threatened by him. Garoppolo injures his shoulder, tries to go out to Guerrero to get some treatment, and they lock the door on him. They won't let him in.
I can't get in.
And then Brady goes, the owner says, you know, get this guy out of here. The owner steps in, trades him on Brady's behalf. And then Brady becomes a free agent 2 years later, and he calls up San Francisco and says, I want in, and tries to blow Jimmy out of San Francisco. It's like, if I'm Garoppolo, aren't you saying, but Tom, would you pick on someone else already?
Seriously, what did I do to you?
Leave me alone, right?
Right, they drafted me. It wasn't my fault. Like, what do you want me to do, just sacrifice my career?
So I invite you to go back and read the Seth Wickersham story from January of 2018. It is delicious. It is tasty. And I think a lot of it came to fruition. Now, the Crafts and the Patriots have denied you know, vehemently that Robert ordered Bill to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. And, you know, I believe it's a semantic game that the Crafts are playing. Did they actually verbalize it? You know, was it actually said, Bill, you must trade him? You must trade him to San Francisco for a second-round pick? No. No.
Or is it implied with like a wink and a nod?
Was it made clear to Bill that Jimmy has no future here and we're all better served that the sooner he's gone, the better? Yes.
That's how I feel, too, that they said to him, you know, you can't franchise him and Brady's staying. And so you figure it out.
And Brady's not in a good place because he's still here. So the sooner, the better. And yeah, something implied, something, you know, like that. And so was it directly said? You know, I don't know about that, but it was made, you know, it's obvious Bill loved the guy and didn't want to trade him and didn't want to get rid of him. And so something happened there to force his hand at that time. And so I wonder if Kraft has regrets. Because, again, now they're sitting here with no quarterback. And Garoppolo may be an imperfect guy. You may not love him as a player out there. There's certainly a lot of you who feel that way. But it was Bill's guy, and there was a transition plan in place. And if Bill would allow to have his way, you wouldn't be worrying about the quarterback thing. I don't think, unless you think he just totally sucks and it wouldn't work here. I think if Garoppolo can go, what is it, 21-7?
21-7 as a starter with the Niners.
21-7 with Kyle effing Shanahan. He can go 21-7 with Bill Belichick.
How can Kraft not have regrets? And I understand the loyalty thing with Brady. I don't want to minimize that because I think that's important to them, and him in particular, Robert. But again, in the fall of 2017, Brady was presumably, or based on what we believed, in Kraft's ear telling him, you got to get rid of Jimmy. They make the trade. The next spring, Brady tells Kraft he wants out. 6 months. 6 months. Yeah. Kraft's got to be looking at him saying, what?
Because he thought that an extension was coming and that Bill might lighten up, and neither of those things happened, or like a real extension.
Okay, but this is the equivalent of like a guy having an affair and the woman saying, you got to leave your wife. Okay, leaves his wife 6 months later. Bye. You're out. You're screwed. If you're Kraft, how are you not looking at Brady going, Tom, what? What? After all that, you now want out? You're not going anywhere now. You got to give me another year at least. Then we'll talk. And it probably went down something like that, where he said, you just asked me to trade Garoppolo. I just traded his ass. Now you come to me 6 months later and you say we want out? If you had told me this 6 months ago, I'd have kept Garoppolo. We would move you right now.
Tell you, it's just where they stand right now with Newton having a bad month on a couple different fronts and Stidham looking like he's not the guy. You're looking and sitting here saying the Pats have no quarterback and no plan. And they had one. Now, if Newton starts playing well again and you start, you know, the arrow starts pointing back up on him, you say, well, you landed on your feet and this could be the guy for the next 3 to 5 years. And so, you know, it all comes out in the wash. But if it doesn't and you're sort of flailing around now and you don't have a guy and you have no clear path to one, that's, you know, that's what makes the Garoppolo thing, I think, a little more urgent now this week with him coming back here. Walter in Rhode Island, your thoughts.
Good morning. 21-7 with the 49ers. He had a lot of weapons. But I just want to know if you guys think that Bill's going to go easy on Garoppolo this week to give him the win so okay. He can go to Kraft and say, see, we should have kept him.
Well, that's a fun little question. You know, because in one way, Bill is certainly take invested on Jimmy Garoppolo. Worse than Maz, I would say. And so does Bill really want to make him look bad? Or, and this is goofy talk radio stuff, because I think Bill's going to play to win. He's got to save his season, and they've got to go in there to destroy him, and that's what I think Bill's going to do. But if you want to just play this game.
I'm going to throw the game.
He is take invested, and if Jimmy looks good, that does enhance Bill's Garoppolo take, if you will. Then again, if Bill buries Garoppolo, and if the Niners are teetering on Garoppolo, you know, in the first place, can Bill help get Garoppolo out of San Francisco by making him look bad?
Yep.
So that's the one I would vote for.
Plan B is the better route. Plan B. Because, again, you get to accomplish both. You get to be true to your own team, do what's best for your organization in the short term and the long. Plan B. And then during the offseason, you let Newton go and you bring back Jimmy. Perfect.
Mike in Sturbridge. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. Great show. Thanks for having me on. Murray mocking that last guy. It actually sounded like you, but the Garoppolo trade, I absolutely hated. Brissett trade. I mean, I know we got Dorsett, but the Brissett trade, I don't know if I really like that either, you know, hindsight. But giving up a Super Bowl, no way, man. I mean, we sound spoiled and like, you guys on crack, you don't give up a Super Bowl. I don't care if it's a sixth, third, whatever. You know what I mean? Thanks for having me. I'll listen to you.
Okay. It's your sixth. So if you haven't won one, I think it's different. But again, I'm not going to tell you how to feel. If I were the Patriots in this specific situation, I would have gone for the 10 years with Garoppolo versus the 2 with Brady, even if it cost me a Super Bowl in those 2 years. Because I think you can still win one with Garoppolo. I mean, you almost won one last year.
And then he crapped his pants at the worst possible moment, and that will be the last time he'll ever get there. So I don't trade a championship for maybe.
But now you're in the maybe territory. So, I mean, you got the sixth, but the maybe was coming at some point anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you couldn't have avoided having to go get another guy. And, well,
because yeah, I'm on the side of even if he was still here, like this is where it would be, you know, might be a little bit better. It would feel, I'll give you this. It would feel a little bit more secure And because this right now, especially with the way Cam Newton has played the last couple of times he's been out there, doesn't feel great. Feels like you're crowbarring a guy in that really just might not fit or might be washed up. But I don't think the results would be all that different. I really don't.
Look, the fact is they're flying by the seat of their pants right now. Go back to when they signed Newton. That was happenstance. It was luck. He was on the market, so they signed him. Fine. And I feel differently about Newton than you do. When you say, you know, if Newton starts to play better, then maybe they actually end up in a good spot. The only way to me they end up in a good spot is if Newton plays better and they re-sign him.
Yes, and he agrees to their terms, yeah.
Right, that's it. Because otherwise, you're in the same boat next offseason. You're flying by the seat of your pants.
Yes, sir.
The whole thing, the whole point is that Bill doesn't fly by the seat of his pants. Bill doesn't just say, we'll wing it. No. They've never done it that way, ever.
That Super Bowl against the Eagles.
No. But that, again, so I'll grant you that I didn't like the Butler decision either. But in terms of a long-term planner, is Bill the kind of guy that says, we'll wing it?
That's what they've been doing with tight end here for the last how many years?
Yeah, but not with quarterback. Not with quarterback. I just, no way. I'm sorry. And just because the caller brought up Jacoby Brissett, in the span of 2 years, the Patriots traded three quarterbacks who started in the league. Tom Brady, lost three quarterbacks.
Yeah, okay? Go ahead. This is a good point.
Brady, Garoppolo, Brissett. What they got back was a second-round pick, a compensatory selection that'll be in next year's draft, and Philip Dorsett. How's that for roster management?
Oh, my God, is that atrocious.
That is going to be one of the worst examples and cases of roster management in the history of pro sports.
And again, that third-round pick is a sandwich between the third and the fourth. So it's in the hundreds. It's
right.
It's somewhere, 90, whatever, 96 or lower.
To call it a third is disingenuous.
Right, it is. It's a high fourth is really what it is. It's a high fourth. So for Brady, Garoppolo, and Brissett, you got back a second, a high fourth, and Philip Dorsett.
And now you have no quarterback.
And you have no quarterback. And you still have no quarterback.
No, how's that for roster management, really? Excellent.
It blows. And maybe a related story. We've got something on Stephon Gilmore for you, too. You got another little rumor here.
We got all kinds of good stuff today.
We got a nugget on Stephon Gilmore, and maybe it ties into this.
It's one of the best Felger and Mazes ever.
Which isn't saying much. It's a low bar, but, maybe it is on the list. We'll give you this right after these words.
Boston's home for sports. Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
By and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Mazz.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment. I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Mazz.
You don't remember who we are or what we said last week. Yeah, but Felga, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So there's been a lot of confusion on our end, on the talk show radio side, and you're just the person to clear it up. The Friday before the Chiefs game, there have been reports that had been pushed back on that you and Stephon, you and Cam Newton rather, were together prior to that game, whether it was a dinner in, a dinner out, whether it was a hangout. Were you guys together at all on that Friday outside of the facility, away from the facility?
I don't want to get into that. It's done. It's over with. So we passed it. So I'm just looking forward to, playing in San Francisco.
Thank God for Adam Jones. He was on the midday today on the Beadle and Zolak program, and that was their Stephon Gilmore interview. And so he asked him the question that Gilmore or Newton, Newton was asked on EEI. I'm sorry, so I didn't. But certainly after the game, Newton and Gilmore were not asked about the Friday night dinner and whatnot. So Jones, does the dirty work there, takes a bullet, which I'm sure he's happy to do.
And Gilmore doesn't answer it, which, again, is just further evidence to me that it happened and Bills told them to shut the F up about it. And that's just what I think went down. I think they got together, whether, again, in, out, whatever, they got together, and it contributed to the spread on the team, and Bill told them to put a sock in it. We're not going to discuss it.
I mean, they both gave the same answer.
Because they easily could have said, no, it didn't happen. Instead, right, they gave the boilerplate.
Yeah, so look, I mean, to me, it confirms it. You know, they got together away from the facility.
Okay, anyway, what do we have on Stephon Gilmore? Jimmy Stewart's phone, I will defer to you.
Got a message this morning about Gilmore possibly being on the trade market. The Patriots would be looking for a first-round pick, and the Chicago Bears might be the front runners. And also that Gilmore wanted to get to Tampa before the season, and he was being shopped around before the Patriots ultimately gave him a pay raise, more guaranteed money this year.
Okay, so that second piece has been reported. I think Burt Breer, among others, had the Patriots shopping Stephon Gilmore. Clearly, there was a contract thing there with Gilmore this offseason, yeah, where he, you know, bagged out of some practices, wildcat sort of strike. They give him a little bump, a little sweetener on his contract, and he comes back. And so I think there was something at play there where he sort of held out for more money, behind the scenes, held out for more money, got it. But first, the Patriots were shopping him. And no takers, but now we have the NFL trade deadline coming up here on November 1, and he's still on the block.
I think it's actually the 3rd, right? The Tuesday. The 3rd?
Okay, fine.
Yep.
Tuesday the 3rd, even better.
And so remember, too, because this was a point that was made in recent days, that there's a five-day quarantine period, right? So in other words, if you want a guy to play on that Sunday and you're trading for him on Tuesday the 3rd, I don't think he can. My point is next week could be an active week in the NFL trade deadline.
Got it.
Okay, because there's a quarantine period involved. So if anything's going to happen here, it could happen sooner rather than later.
Okay, so Stephon Gilmore on the block. They want a first-round pick, and they should. You know, they should have been shopping, and maybe the team just don't view it that way. Didn't Jalen Ramsey get 2 first-round picks?
Yeah. He got a huge deal.
And what did Steven Adams get when he went?
Jamal Adams.
Something like that.
Also, a first was involved
there. A first and something like.
I think a first and a third.
Those two guys got big returns. And so if I'm the Patriots, and again, they're treating this kind of as a transition year, some sort of bridge year, and they're, you know, cutting salaries left and right. And again, they've hardly spent this year. And so if they're in cost-saving mode for whatever reason.
Oh, no, it was 2 first-rounders for Jamal Adams.
I mean, yeah. So Jamal Adams is getting 2 firsts, Jalen Ramsey's getting 2 firsts, and you got the defensive player of the year who's supposed to be better than both of them. I mean, again, just based on that, you're looking for it. You're looking for a big one. So Gilmore's still on the block. Does this tie into the quarterback thing? And is Chicago really the kind of team that they would want to deal with? Chicago's 5-1 on the way to a draft pick that's not going to be that great. They're going to be in the 20s, maybe the high 20s, for all we know. That's not going to be a high first-round pick. If you're the Patriots, aren't you looking for a high first-round pick?
Or
multiples,
Yes.
In that case?
I mean, if you could get... Well, yeah, the answer is yes.
Okay, but the other piece to it is that you're not of a mind to pay him another big contract. He wants more money. He's underpaid. And every year you're going to have to be dealing with wildcat strikes to, bump him up, to make him happy to show up. And so, what's the long-term future of Gilmore here? You know, if they're shopping in the offseason, why wouldn't they be shopping him now?
Oh, I think they are shopping him. And if you lose, one more, then it's going to get easy. I feel like you can almost guarantee he's out the door. So he's only got one more year on the contract, and then the money's low. So my guess is if you acquire him, you're looking at another holdout.
I mean, what you're saying, right, this is what I mentioned. You're in the exact same place you were this last offseason.
Correct.
And, you've done it in rare cases. Brady got it. It's happened. But I don't think you really want to be just handing out money to keep a guy happy and get him to show up when he's already under contract. That's not the kind of... It's not a precedent, something they want to do repeatedly.
I mean, if you're asking me to look at it on paper, he's gone. He's gone. And look at what they have in the secondary, all those players they've got. They just drafted another safety. They got J.C. Jackson, who can't get on the field. Jonathan Jones played the game of his life this past week, and they have Jason McCourty there on hush money, as Jimmy would say, for crying out loud. Jawan Williams, who, again, is sort of in and out. Like, to me, there's a million defensive backs. That's one of the few places they could probably absorb a hit. And I'm not telling you I think Gilmore stinks, but they have so many bodies there. He's gone. Okay. Whether it's, you know, whether it's sooner or in the offseason, he's out. He's not coming back next year.
Okay. According to Felger and Maz sources, Jimmy Stewart's phone, he's on the block right now for this trade deadline. And, I mean, to me, it's at least a first rounder. If Ramsey gets two and Jamal Adams gets two firsts, if you take anything less than a first and a second or a third, you're selling low. I mean, that's just, or maybe the league doesn't view him the way they view those other players.
And when Ramsey was traded, if I remember right, he signed a new deal with the Rams.
I think so.
So the point being is, you know, and
there's,
I don't know,
there's going to be an extension coming from a team.
Yeah, I think Gilmore's going to get an extension too, right? The point is if there wasn't a lot of term on Ramsey's deal at that time, and they still gave up two firsts for him, then the price is something like that.
I just, you know, so are you stockpiling first to get your quarterback in the draft next year? You're not getting Trevor Lawrence. So can I just stop that? You know, can I just put a stopper in that before we even got put a finger in that dam before we even start with these calls? Because there are now three, four teams that are in hot pursuit, and the Jets are not going to trade you the first overall pick. And the Jaguars, I mean, they're just not going to do that. You got the Jets, you got the Jaguars, you got the Falcons, you've got the Washington football team. You've got like four or five teams there that are either winless or one loss, and they've got their sights on Lawrence. So that ain't happening. Who's the second, third, fourth guy? You want to start talking about that? We can talk about that. But is that the plan? And if that's the plan, I freaking hate it. I hate it. I hate the thought of multiple firsts and trading up the board in the first round to get your quarterback.
Why? But if Bill knows it's the guy and he loves the guy, then we all trust in Bill, don't we?
I prefer the guy from the pack. And I do. And I want them using those draft picks for their players and not trading up for the one guy. And I think that in Murray, it sort of becomes out of desperation.
That's what I was just going to say. To me, it becomes further evidence that they're reacting.
Yeah.
So we trust Bill because he likes the guy in Garoppolo, but we don't trust Bill if he finds a guy in the first round that's worth trading up for. That makes no sense to me.
No, it's not that, Murray.
I think he's doing it. He's being forced to do it.
It's not that. It's that he's reacting. When he drafted Garoppolo, it was a plan. It was a long-term plan. He had a vision. Here's how it's going to go, and I like this guy, and he's available now, so I'm going to take him. This would be, I got to get up in the first round because I got to get somebody.
The last thing he wants to do. He
follow me?
Yeah. These teams that package picks to move up in the first round because they're desperate for a player, Bill thinks that is so beneath him, it's not even funny.
Worked out for Kansas City pretty good with Patrick Mahomes.
Well, he actually doesn't because he was going to trade up to get Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's a good point.
Yeah, it's fair. Fair. You're not getting Lawrence.
You should ask a member of the Patriots organization about this.
You know what? It's an excellent segue. We have a high-ranking member of the Patriots organization standing by to answer for these rumors and to discuss these head-on. That's coming up next right after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.